Strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And yes, it's Vegas. We get to come here a couple times a year for these awesome events like the National Hardware Show, where we get to check out products, see friends, meet new people. It's kind of like a super awesome home improvement kind of club. And we are sitting with, well, just joining us. Woo!
We're
going to
light up the channels.
Is the lovely, gorgeous lady who would like to have an empowerment.
Hello, hello.
I'm going to give this to you.
Yay!
You need this. This is like your...
It's like your symbol. You had that, or have it, on your website.
Yes.
And
the
your Twitter.
The Rosie the Riveter kind of.
Yes. And what's so awesome is that totally just happened by accident. Like, I was wearing the red bandana and we were redoing a yard and my camera
really?
Guy. Yeah. My camera guy's like, we just painted this wall yellow. You have to stand in front of it.
No, you got to be kidding me.
No, we took like one snap and you posted it on Instagram. I'm like, I'm using this.
That is a fit. It totally looks like.
No, it was not prop at all. It was just like.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. My camera guy has an eye.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I know.
Okay. So you want to check it out. Go to Sarah Bendrick on Twitter. That is her little
avatar.
Yes. Yeah, that's even better that it was sort of impromptu.
Oh, it's so impromptu.
You've got the pipes too.
You do.
Sometimes.
Somebody call a vet. Those pythons are sick.
Oh my god.
See? Yeah. We're not.
Thumbs out, guns out. I hear it all the time.
Oh, yep.
We have to talk about bark mulch immediately.
No, we don't.
You and I are passionate about bark mulch.
Yes.
This is important. This is very important. There's a whole set in the gardening landscape, probably more gardening,
yes,
that despises bark mulch.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that it's installed at all. They hate that it's installed, placed, installed, put in, whatever, wrong. Or that it's there at all, that they're the mounds, and it's killing plant life wholesale. And God forbid you buy the colored mulch in a bag, because that's ground up, it's recycled other wood, like pressure-treated fence posts. And,
right.
Like, you're putting Monsanto into your garden.
Okay. All right. So I hear what you're saying. But, like anything, there's a right way to do something and the wrong way, and there's a million options in between. So to use...
No.
Yes. To use mulch
Two.
The proper way. Mm-mm.
Two. Right, wrong.
Mulch is important. You need mulch. It's like sunscreen when it's too hot outside. It protects the soil.
That is such
it down.
A really good
right?
way of saying
and
that.
In the winter, it's like a coat. So it keeps the soil
warm. Oh, keeps
regulated.
It all warm and
yes.
everything, like a toasty little blanket.
Exactly. So it does serve a purpose. And nature does this naturally. All the trees that drop their leaves, they're doing that to protect themselves. They're doing that to protect their roots. So we all rake all the leaves off, and then if we leave the soil bare, it's really exposed. So you can come back and put a decorative mulch, and that's kind of replacing the leaves more or less.
Sure.
But ultimately, the mulch decomposes, and it's going to add nutrients to the soil. So I'm a big fan of mulch. I like to go the natural route, and, yeah, if there's pressure-treated stuff in there, I probably wouldn't want to use it. I try and stay clear of the dyes. However, like, if you want to use, like, a rubber mulch for a kid's play area, I'm like, it's a kid's play area.
Because it's a kid's play area,
yeah.
And you're not. It's not your tomatoes.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
huh.
for the flowering.
I like mulch now.
For the flowering plant, I fall on the mulch side, too.
Okay.
So for the flowering plants and stuff like that, I like the colors and the dyes and that it's recycled.
Right.
And the pressure-treated part, not for food.
Right.
The pressure-treated part, pretty sure there's going to be a pressure-treated fence post somewhere around. Maybe around my deck, for example.
Right.
It's already there.
It's
you're
already
there. You're not
doing
anything. You're not eating your tulips.
Exactly.
Eating your tulips? You don't eat your tulips?
So I'm just ignoring you. So that, and then the downside is when you don't do it, the weeds, at least where we live,
yes.
just gone everywhere.
Yes.
And you spend your whole day
exactly.
picking out weeds.
Yeah, so it helps suppress the weeds. It helps stop seeds from setting. I mean, it's not a blanket. It's not going to completely cover that, but it's going to help greatly reduce the weeds. So,
I kind of like weeds.
That's the right answer.
You know what? A weed
That's
is just
the
a plant.
Wrong answer.
A weed is just a plant you don't want.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's all it is.
Yeah.
And so
but
I like to
pretty
be
weeds.
Inclusive, not exclusive when it comes to nature. And if that feels like it wants to grow there. Well, I think we should sort of nurture it and allow it to be the best it can be as that little plant in that spot, because it picked it for a reason.
Sarah Bendrick, expert landscaper and DIY network, I'm going to send you a greeting card.
Okay.
But not just a regular one, the kind with fabric on it and a long poetic message.
Are you going to sew it together?
I want a handmade card.
Yeah, it'll be handmade, of course. It'll be stamped with like the wax, you know, like that. All about the flower that no one wanted, or whatever that story was, because that was pretty sappy.
It's true. It isn't something you don't want.
My mom used to say that people would buy dandelions. They'd spend money for them if they were just growing all over the place. And you got to get rid of them because there's a billion
of
them.
People used to eat them, like in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
People used to,
you can buy dandelion in the grocery store now.
Yeah, but pallets have a value now. Yeah, people want
value,
them. Mason jars. No, but it's just like, you know, it's just the perception of like how awesome it is.
Perception of value. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dear.
We do have a little flower that's attached to a weed like clover, chickweed, in our grass now. Flower's awesome. I'm nuking that weed, though.
Oh, God.
It's all about the grass for me. I mean,
it's all about the grass. The grass.
It's
going to
be thermonuclear.
No weed. The grass. The grass. You guys are hilarious.
No, we actually write this ahead of time.
No.
It's all scripted. We don't listen to what you say at all. And then if you say a keyword, we go into our script.
Yeah,
how about, I'll throw in a keyword.
Okay.
Outdoor bars.
Dude.
I will pay you to make one.
It's the hottest thing right now. I love outdoor bars. Like, everyone, it used to be outdoor kitchens and outdoor kitchens, and that's still, like, hot. Everybody, outdoor kitchens, you know.
That's a thing.
But now it's outdoor bars. Like, people are wanting them, like, left and right. And there's so many different ways you can do it, like, build it brand new or, like, repurpose something, like an old shed. Like, it's so much fun to be creative.
That's a thing.
Right?
Hub sheds.
Yes,
we posted that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, we have one coming up in one of the episodes of I Hate My Yard, and I did it before I even knew it was a thing.
That's how you know you're
cool. So am I a hipster? I don't really know.
I don't know exactly what a hipster is.
They don't care about stuff.
Yeah, okay, so I'm very not.
They're ironic.
That was a very bad analogy.
Yeah, I could have done.
That's terrible.
I'm not a hipster because I care about stuff.
I would make an outdoor bar. I would want to add some elements that I make with a chainsaw and logs.
Okay.
Some I would want to have some rough sawn lumber.
Uh-huh.
And other parts would be where I put the booze.
Yes. I'd want a comfy place to sit.
Yeah, I'll make that out of logs.
With a cushion. A big cushion.
Okay. Well, we just made a pallet project, too. Have you done that?
Have you done pallet stuff?
Yeah, I have done some pallet stuff.
Have you been able to avoid doing pallet stuff? I think it's the real... Okay, yeah. I'll write with the pallets.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What did Mark said, you know, we were going to do a pallet project because everyone does pallet projects and we get questions about pallet projects. So
yeah.
We were like, well, let's do one. Mark was like, I could do it. I could do wood. And the less time that it takes to use the pallet that's different sizes, and then you have... Yeah.
The amount of time I spent diagnosing which pallets went with every single one was a different size in every dimension.
Hey, that's character, though. You can't get from new ones.
Like, and I'm looking at them like, I don't know what the hell to do.
You're saving something that would have been dumped.
It wouldn't be dumped. People use pallets all
the
time.
That's true.
They don't get, you're not reclaiming a pallet.
Do you know what I've started to do now, though, is I just go and get big fence boards and I chop those up and either
create
make your own pallet?
Yeah,
much
or just
easier.
Use those for projects, yeah.
Yeah, that is much easier than the pallets because boards are missing, decaying, you don't know where they fit.
Yeah, and it's relatively cheap. I mean, you can buy like a six inch by 6 foot for like $1.50, and I can mess it up and be creative, take a jigsaw and make a weird shape. And
do stuff.
I like
do
weird
stuff.
Shapes.
Do stuff, too.
Okay, two things. One, do you want to paint? Two.
Yes.
What is the thing that people really hate about their yards that you found, like time and time again?
I think people really hate that they own this piece of land. I mean, they've already paid for it, and they're not using it. It's like having a bedroom in your house that, like, you just kind of shut off and, like, you just let decay. You know, like, the outside, you've already bought
awesome.
It. You know?
That is the best metaphor I've ever heard. Like, you just nail some boards over the door, and punch a hole in the roof and let it rain in there.
But you know
that
what
is
I
also so true.
But you know what, too, is like the saddest thing I heard about us Americans is that doesn't matter what climate we live in. It doesn't matter what time of year. We always spend about the exact same amount of time outside.
Wow. Really?
And isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little peculiar.
It isn't it?
How many
well, I mean,
junk
cars
it must be regional, right?
Like, no, it's, it doesn't matter if you live in California or Maine.
Really?
Everyone
that's
spends like the same amount of time outside.
Okay, well, I am outside.
You're not
that.
You're raising the...
You're raising the outside bar.
You're always outside.
Yes.
He likes to go outside in the winter and grow and read a book in the snow and stuff. This is my husband.
We have a campfire.
Nice.
So I guess it's fire. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
The most time I've ever done out in the snow is make an ice cooler for beers.
Yeah.
You and I are partying. That's all I have to say. I can only have like two, though.
All right.
You know, then.
I'll take up the rest.
Do you do any work with any nonprofits? Not to put you on the spot, but if you do a little painting, we can do a little Twitter thing giveaway and give it to your favorite people. You don't have to name them now. We can name
I mean,
them
I'm not
later.
Sure that they would want it, but Olivewood Garden down in Nashville City, they're really awesome. They have this whole organic farm, and they work with kids.
Yeah.
Teach them how to cook cook and eat healthy, as well as garden and stuff like that. They're
oh, we're totally behind that.
All right.
Yeah, that's an acceptable charity or organization. If you said something silly like the American Heart Association, it'd be like,
I mean, I can't.
Well, turns out we gotta go.
I don't really
think they're gonna want my painting, but you guys.
Oh
do
no,
what
no,
you
no!
Do.
For like, you know, to raise money or awareness for them, we can say, you know, do you want to win Sarah's painting?
Got it.
Da 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 da.
Okay.
And follow
so
these
you were
people.
Putting the pressure on.
Yeah, so I want to see what you got.
Oh.
Knowing full well that there are two ways to do this.
Right and wrong.
I mean, I have two colors.
I can make, well, we can't make you another color.
You have sun.
And how much time do I have? Ooh, that's good.
And
I like
sky.
That.
Sky. Or
you
water.
You have time after. Because we do have a break.
We could have
up.
A time extension.
Okay. All right. I haven't tried this before, but it looks cool.
Okay,
squeeze it.
She is. Get it started. There you go. It's now like the whole roller has paint on it, right?
Paint how you feel.
Yeah, just paint your feelings, Sarah.
What are your feelings today? Are they happy?
Yeah. Yes,
that's
would be the answer.
That's how you do that.
Okay.
That's good.
You know what's funny is that I started one, and mine looks almost exactly as hers does.
It really does.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
really.
No joke.
No, wait, don't show me it.
Don't show it.
I didn't finish
mine
yet.
You can influence.
I didn't finish mine yet, but literally we started the exact same move.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's kind of hilarious. Look at her go.
Ah.
So while you're painting, tell us if there's anything awesome.
While you're concentrating as hard as you can. Could you?
No, but I think that it'll make her art flow if she's distracted.
Yeah, go for it. Yep.
Is there, you've been walking around the National Hardware Show for a day or two.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything that made your head explode that you love so much?
You know, I saw these guys at another place, too, so I don't know if that counts. But Vita Gardens has this keyhole garden that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like a kit where you can just assemble it yourself. And then it has like a composting component in the front part where you can just throw all your table scraps. And it's based on the keyhole garden was based out of Africa. It's a way to like conserve water and do like vegetable gardening as well as add nutrients to the soil. So it was just a really cool idea. So I think that's really neat.
That is
We're
really
huge
neat.
Compost people.
I love compost.
Nuts.
I have worms at home.
You have worms? Do you
I don't
put
do
your
that.
Worms in your compost? Is that what you mean?
Well, I just have a worm farm now. My compost bin, I need to work on
it. It's different. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm
yeah,
not sure
do.
I know what the worm farm is.
I
exactly.
actually feel guilty that when we travel and I can't, like, put my coffee grinds and eggshells and stuff in something.
Just throw them in your neighbor's garden or throw, you know.
No, like we'd have to throw them
so
out
like
of the 30th floor of this hotel.
You know what? Go
yeah.
to McDonald's and just pour it in the planter space. Be like, your plants need this. I'm kidding.
I feel as though Ronald McDonald would like actually be a real person and be like, dude, really? Why are you putting eggshells in?
That's when he becomes killer clown, though.
He's like, I don't hate my yard.
It
Who told you that?
Looks like you are doing in the minute or so we have left a landscape plan.
Oh, hey, that's not, yeah,
or it's
maybe.
Like Mondrian or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was kind of going for something simple since
yeah.
I have two colors.
I like this. This is. We only have about a minute left. Is
okay, I'm going fast. Oh, shit.
else that we should tell everybody?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
I want people to tune in or join our conversation, especially ladies. It's open to guys too. But myself and Pretty Handy Girl.
Love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. We do this thing called DIY Courage where it's once a month. It's every first Monday of the month. It's we basically talk about, last time we talked about saws, this time we're going to talk about gardening. But it's just a space for women or people, beginner DIYers or pros alike, to come and just chat, like shop talk. And it's just a comfortable space. So join us. What day of the week? Mondays, every first Monday of the month.
Awesome. I will totally check that out. And I will tweet it out and tell all the gals that we connect with to go there. And I won't let Mark on there at all. All right. Well, he can join. But he's a black and white guy. I don't think that's.
No, two ways. My way and the right way. You know what?
They're both the same.
I'm stealing that from
the
movie.
We're taking a break. So follow Sarah Bendrick on Twitter. Watch her show on DIY Network. And you know what? You can do more than you think you can. Awesome. We'll be back. All right, I'm done.
How?
The only complaint I have, though, is that there aren't any ladies on.
We're working on that.
You are?
We are, yeah.
All right.
Good. I complain,
can I,
too.
Can I slip in my resume?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give him my resume. I don't have one, actually, but I totally will.
Just give me your phone.
Hi. I would love to be able to hang out with them professionally and help people with their problems.
How are you at guessing what random objects are, though?
I'm awesome at making up really weird stuff.
Yeah.
I can make silly voices.
That's
half
the battle
right
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do things that are fun.
Yes, I can do all kinds of weird stuff.
You know what? You know exactly how a house works, and you can explain it.
I do.
It. Yeah,
I went to architecture school.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm a licensed contractor.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you do the radio show. Yeah.
I can speak in English.
Yeah. That's
usually most people understand me
too.
As well, except my husband.
Do you get people who are in really far over their heads on Ask This Old House? Like, do some of the projects go beyond the storytelling of the show?
Well,
I ripped out the, you know, back of my house. I, you know, and it's okay. That's great. You need help, but
yeah.
That's not what this show is.
Hopefully, people don't get that far before they call us. you know, it's usually kind of in the middle, you know, in between that, where they've started something and they hit a stumbling block and they just need our help to kind of get over that. Sometimes it's even just starting a project, figuring out how they want to begin something. And, you know, sometimes they're just looking for advice on, you know, how to transform a space, how to do something more energy efficient, you know, water conservation, all of that. You know, we help out in kind of all those categories.
And how many emails did you say every month?
2,000 a month.
So how do you divvy them up?
Half and half. Half each.
Wow.
Not quite. I mean, there are ways to search through it, so we can kind of separate all the plumbing projects, all the landscape projects. We can look by state. So we're not reading every single email, but
how
we read a good portion of them.
In the 30 seconds we have left, does it break out, you know, it's not going to be like this, but 25% plumbing, 25% electric, 25% landscape, et cetera?
I haven't done the breakdown in a while. Carpentry is the big one, and I think because it encompasses so much, right? I mean,
sure.
There's framing. There's doors, there's windows.
There's your roof.
Yeah, tiling,
drywall,
roof,
whatever.
Absolutely. So we get the most carpentry questions, I think it's fair to say. But, yeah, landscaping is big, too, because everyone can try, you know, even if you're just mowing your lawn, everyone does some form of landscaping. People might not do other home improvement projects.
Okay,
but.
Before we go to break, you were a PA. You've been working there for 10 years. How does each one of them take their coffee?
Tommy is actually a tea guy.
Mm-hmm.
Richard,
what kind?
Usually a green tea.
Uh-huh.
Richard is milk, one sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Regular.
Kevin is sugars, two sugars, I think. And Roger, I think, is just black. It's been a while since I've had to give Roger.
You know what? I find Roger to be the most attractive of the bunch. And I don't know why. There's something about him, and I say this a lot to my husband.
She does.
I feel like he could literally take a tree out of the ground with his bare hands and just, like, do that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He just seems so, and I've met him, I know him, and I'm not creepy, but I do think.
Maybe you could tell us that story next time you're on.
It's a mustache.
Ask This Old House. Thank you. We're hanging out at the Hyde booth at the National Hardware Show, and that's what we are doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This was great.
And we're here.
We're in it.
It's my Fix It Up lifetime. And yes, I was texting my mother. You know, we're in Las Vegas.
We're what you call family business.
Yeah, we are. And we...
also global carbon. Unnaturally
share everything that we do. Everything we like, we do, we want, whatever. No, but my mother is with our son, and
kind
she had
important.
A question about one of the cats, and for her it was an emergency in her mind, and so I was getting back to her. That's why I'm a little bit, you know, distracted for a second there. It happens. Real life is real life, no matter where we are.
You have to take care of business.
You do.
Are you a cat owner, Kari Cuxey?
I'm a dog owner.
Yes! Thank you.
Two dogs. Two very hairy dogs.
What kinds are that?
I have a pug, and picture this, a pug chihuahua.
Oh.
He's a chipugua. That's what I coined him.
Now, do you dress them up at all?
On occasion.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of that. Any holiday or any time you want to just buy a piece of clothing for your dog.
I'm guessing it's not one of those big, like, sleeves cut off, kind of tough guy, you know, like the old cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have a little sailor's watch cap on top.
We have bow ties, and we have that little parka jacket.
I stopped listening, yeah.
That is so adorable.
Right. Somewhere
that really is. Like, I'm fascinated by that whole thing. And I recently just bought our cat a little shirt at the store. It was on and I...
What does it say?
It's not often that I look away from my own show looking for ways out.
The thing is that one of our cats got out of the house for 2 days.
And you were worried sick.
I was worried sick. I really was.
She was ill.
Did they have claws? Does the cat
they do,
have
yeah.
Claws?
Okay.
All right.
But we have one cat who has lymphoma, and so she's on her way of, you know, moving on.
Cycling to the crossover.
And then so this other cat was gone. I was like, so I had three cats, and now I'm only going to have one. Like, I was like, this is a big change for me as being a cat mom. So... when the cat came back, I was like, I'm getting a collar for you guys, and I'm going to, like, get you, like, a thing to walk and stuff. So I got him a little denim vest, and he's got a little collar that has a bow tie.
I love it.
And, like, and then for his name tag, because it was kind of preppy, I got him one that has a skull and crossbones.
Just to make him hip.
You want to make a cat who can't go outside badass.
Yeah. You know what? I'm stylish and I'm tough. I think it's really important.
So what about, like, GPS collars for cats? Do they have that?
They embed those things
in them. The chips.
Those worry me. I wouldn't want someone embedded chip in me.
No. No, thank you.
It's going to happen at some point. It'll be an option, you know, at the hospital when you give birth. If you'd like to have...
To track your child.
Yeah.
The alarm function set for your child.
Yeah, would you like to have it embedded? Or would you like to have a barcode, like... you know, tattooed on your baby's foot.
There's a phone now that projects out of a laser onto your skin.
Come on.
So you have to wear a device around your wrist that looks like a Fitbit, and it projects the keyboard, and you just swipe it on your skin.
Wow.
Not a fan of that.
No, not so much.
But I am a fan of trying out your new paint, though.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not as fancy as that watch you speak of, but it's
so
easy to use.
It takes fewer satellites to make your paint.
Exactly.
But you
brought
some samples, and I'm
really
excited, and I'm hoping that I can steal.
But before we get into it, we
samples,
should probably
you can have the samples.
tell people that you might know Kari Cuxey from 3 seasons of HGTV show.
Yes.
You might cash in Kari.
Yes. Country Living Fairs all over the place.
You might know her from her blog, her website, her projects, her store.
Yes.
So there are many ways.
Many ways.
That one might know you. The reason I bring that up is we didn't list any of those prior to getting into. So now let's get into all the details of your life. And people are like, who are you?
You're actually on an episode of Who Do You Think You Are? And we're going to find out all of your ancestors now.
I love it.
Yes, we're going to really get to
it's
know
actually
you in a way. That's crazy.
Clark from Lewis and Clark, if you really want to know. He's my great-great-great-great-great uncle.
Shut up.
I swear.
No,
that
really?
That is so cool.
Yeah, seriously.
That is really fantastic.
So you guys, you have like the explorer.
I do. Pioneer.
Nice.
DIY pioneer.
Well, you are... and I'm going to get the word wrong, but you are a professional repurposer.
Sure. No, that's
is that all right?
Absolutely.
Use that?
That's one of the hats.
So
upcycler. I'll take that.
You'll find an item, and they're on your website. there is a desk that you're working on that is off the charts.
I just sold that at Country Living Fair in Nashville. I need to take that off the site. Sorry.
That's so cool.
The turquoise and the gray, like, roll top.
Roll top desk, yeah.
It's like business in the front and then party inside. All the drawers are...
Ooh.
Yeah, that...
You used my description of myself. I didn't realize you based that on me. That's good.
That's why you dance the way that you do. Because the business is controlling the party. So the rhythm gets kind of wonky in the execution.
The party. But you also, man, now.
Now you'll allow me to talk about the pain.
Now that we know what we're talking about.
Yes.
See, Teresa is like an iPhone. You'll ask her where to go. She immediately just drops a pin and says, "Why aren't you here?" Well, because I don't know where I'm going. I'm the where are you going.
That's why you guys balance each other out.
I'm the paper maps.
Beautiful.
That's what I am.
Yeah, that's all right.
Paper
maps? Paper. Really?
I recycle myself. I love paper maps. Speaking of old stuff, I love paper
maps.
They're
great to decoupage with, actually.
Yeah.
We like to decoupage.
Yeah, I totally know what that is.
And
you
I can't
do.
Say the word map without thinking of I'm the map.
That Dora?
I'm the map. Yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that
That's
is.
That's a
sorry.
Dora
speaking of language,
kid thing.
No, it's a kid thing.
Dora
Something.
The Explorer.
Yeah. Yes. I know Dora. I like Dora the Explorer.
Dora, there's
That's
a character.
That's one of the songs. Yeah,
the
there's
map.
A comedian that actually says it must be someone from the Kennedy family.
We do only have 2 minutes.
No, the Kennedy family that thought that those two words rhymed, Dora and the Explorer.
Yes, it's a very
Dora
Massachusetts. Dora the Explorer went down a habit. Yeah.
Okay,
love
so
it.
We.
Okay.
So you have a paint, is what it
yeah,
comes down.
Yeah, and you
yes.
filled one of the little.
You filled one of our
yes.
Sherline
okay.
items.
I did. I have a question. Number one, is there an organization that you do like, is there a nonprofit you love?
Yes, there is, actually.
Because we can, if you do, like, a little painting, we'll do a Twitter thing where we'll give it away and promote whatever organization it is.
Cool. So this is serious. I have to make this really pretty, then.
Yeah, it has to
you
be,
You could
like,
take it home. Because you are actually, like, unlike, say, Chris Lampton, who just slammed some stuff on
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be so good at homework for him, right?
Yeah, this could be homework if you wanted to do it.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Well,
but you have
guess.
To make it out of the Sherline touch-up painter.
Well, we you know, what's really good about that is that, especially at something like this, like a trade show, that it's all contained in that container.
It's great.
So that, you know, you're not going to be, you know,
I like
people
that.
Are walking around like crazy here, and you never know what might happen. No, but I want her to paint something.
Okay.
Fair enough. Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I don't know if does it have to be right now? We only have like
okay,
a minute. We only
fine.
Have a minute.
Whatever
See again, paper map.
So everybody
I looked
listening
at my watch
and
said,
everybody listening and watching, there's totally going to be something awesome May. We're going to post it on our website if it's not already there right now. And we're going to be tweeting, because like this is going to air in the future, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, this is past. Like today is like last week.
Like you're fast. You're not that fast. It doesn't exist yet.
Where are we? Are we back to that watch? That
yeah, like
projection
is like a thing? Okay, what else are you working
I'll
on
call
that we can
you.
Promote? And where can people buy your repurposed Chromacolor paint?
We are setting up retailers across the country and into Canada. Right now they can get it hot, quick, and fast at repurposedshop.com right on my website. We just launched 10 new colors for 25 paint colors, and those will be available next week. We just launched those new colors, so repurposeshop.com.
And I have to say, as a person that's obsessed with color, that these are like those creamy, yummy colors. Like they're like the ones that I don't want to say eat, but it's like that yumminess, that soothing.
We did lots of fun colors rather because I believe in color to express your personality, and people are afraid to put color in their homes. They want to kind of experiment with it. So I wanted fun colors that would draw people in.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to paint?
Furniture, of course. Well, there you go. Yeah, always.
I think
yeah.
vibrant was the word you were looking for her paint.
No, I don't want vibrant. That's a totally different feeling. We'll talk about it later over drinks. We're in Vegas, baby. Hey, everyone. It's Teresa. It's my Fix It Up Lifetime. And I just wanted to get started because Mark and Patrick McComb are, like, geeking out on these products. Like, geeks. Like, you guys
yeah.
are total, like,
yeah.
home improvement geeks. like, look at this cool thing.
Yeah,
and we're never going to get to the actual part where we interview you,
Patrick,
and record
let's just,
it.
Let's just talk about it and then not tell anyone else.
Yeah, you're, like, huddled up talking about all this stuff that you've gathered, and Mark is excited about it. But let's share it with the world, though.
So this is what I come here to the hardware show for. I work for Fine Home Building, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And I'm the Twin Products Editor, so it's my job to come out here and sniff out all the good stuff for our readers.
Do you literally sniff it out?
Yeah, I had a smell joke. I had an olfactory joke in there, too. Yeah, wanted to work on that.
Sounds pretty bad.
Do you have, like, a thing? Do you have, like, some kind of thing that, like, you know, there's a sensor that goes off internally, and you're like, it is over there?
Well, what I do is I walk the floor pretty systematically, pretty quickly, and trying not to make eye contact with people who are going to waste my time, right?
That is exactly
how you do that,
too.
So when you see something you are more interested in, you stop, you look at it, and almost... You know, someone will engage you right away.
Or I don't like it when they say, so where are you from? And then they, no, I'm not that
it's
kind
like,
of person.
Yeah, and it's,
I'm not, you're not going to be able to sell to me right now. Look, I don't tell you where I'm from.
And I got a job to do, right?
Yeah.
And it's like 2,200 exhibitors here, so you got to move pretty quick to see everything.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, we're in the Central Hall right now, in the National Hardware Show. If you've been here before, it's changed a little bit. And the South Hall is like... goes on for about 1,000 miles. Did
today,
you walk that entire hall?
Today was my first time over there, and I skipped the lawn and garden section because that's really not what my magazine does, but I did do everything else, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty tired.
Did you get pet products?
My own?
No, over there there's pet products.
Oh, no, I skipped that too. Yeah.
So you're not covering the dog food?
No.
And you know that little bench that people make and they cut a hole for the bowls?
I love that stuff.
That thing, I like making that stuff. Yeah.
Those are great projects, though.
Yeah, it is. And it's easy for anyone to
Wait,
do, right? And it's good
so
for your dog.
You
yeah.
could, like, do, like, fine home building for dogs.
Well, we all are always looking for new, you know, markets,
yeah.
new audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So pet,
I, that
pet
makes
owners and pets seems
obvious.
It seems perfect.
It does.
Yeah. Perfect fit.
So this is one thing I want to tell you guys about. This is... Recipro Tools, and this company makes a bunch of accessories to turn your reciprocating saw, your Sawzall, into a power file, for example, a scrub brush.
What?
Yeah, and some have wire
no, really?
Bristles and some have nylon bristles. And the irony is, I actually made one of these to clean my tile shower.
No.
I got a piece of aluminum bar stock, I cut the tang on the end of it, and you know, put wing nuts on to bolt a scrub brush to it, and it worked fantastic, but now people don't have to do that because this company makes it for you.
Because most people can't make that anyway.
Yeah, not everyone is Patrick.
Did you have the mask?
You were talking about being geeky, that's it.
When you do those things, you put on a lab coat and like have like dry ice just happening because it makes it...
You have to have dry ice.
All right,
and
a colored beaker. I
yes,
know. Yeah.
No. Oh, and then you have Beaker, the guy from The Muppets coming. You're like, be quiet. I'm making stuff here. Sorry.
So
hold
the
on,
thing
I'm
is, like, you buy this,
tool.
You buy
yeah.
this adapter that goes into your recip saw, and it's under $15, and then the accessories sell for between $5 and $15 each, and you can find the same stuff at Lowe's under the Recipro Fit brand, and that stuff is also made by Recipro Tools, reciprotools.com.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That's neat because you,
okay, what
you
else
know,
have you
hardcore
out?
Builder or DIYer or
it's
anybody.
Perfect for everybody.
You got to scrub stuff off.
And who
off.
The heck wants to spend hours with a wire brush or a, you know, it's like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
so
it
the
takes
other,
a long time.
Other one of the cool things I found today was if you guys have ever set up an extension ladder on aluminum gutter, you know it is completely fraught with peril because if you wiped the gutter with, like, gear lube, it couldn't be any slipperier. So this company, Lockjaw Ladder Grip, makes these. They make
you
these
know,
little.
You should probably consider writing for a living.
You should do, like, stand-up home improvement product commentary. Like, I think they should have you on the main stage and be like, and here's another one I found.
Patrick, I think you do have to win a My Fix It Up Life award for causing us to clip our microphones the most times.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Any segment.
Is there such a thing? Does it have a little plaque?
You do.
I think
you have
really
a plaque.
You
I, think, we could get Hyde to give you a nameplated 6-inch drywall knife.
Oh, my God. Actually, I want the 10-inch one that they have that's shaped like a 6-inch knife, which I'd never seen. Yeah,
the
so it's this, but why?
Yeah, but see my name's on it.
Oh, that is so cool.
Fine.
They have a 10-inch wide knife like that?
Yeah, they do.
That needs to be more...
obvious. I know.
Yes, because you've got...
And it doesn't scrape the corner. Yeah, I know.
Because you got the thing, then with the...
Yeah, when
there are no words, just gestures, and you go back to that whole caveman thing of...
It's tough on the radio, though, right?
It's tough on the radio to describe the
bead
problem. Of mud peeling off the corner you're trying to not touch.
Exactly.
But you still have to get enough knife in there to
do the corner.
To screed it a little bit so it's actually a corner.
Right. Yeah, I got to find one of those. They weren't going to give me one.
Maybe we could work on that. Well,
yeah,
if you guys have any pool, we
might have some pool. They're celebrating.
So, couldn't be slicker.
So go back to the Lockjaw ladder grip here.
Okay.
They're $80 each. You really only need one.
Oh, look at that. So it clips onto...
It clamps onto the gutter itself, and then on the other side of it, or on the side of it, is a little clamp that clamps the ladder. Couldn't be simpler.
And it's just all... Like screw clamps?
A wing nut,
yeah.
Yeah, and then the part that grips the gutter is a lot like those quick grip bar clamps that everyone loves.
The rubber, yeah.
You squeeze
it
and it tightens
up.
It
pinches the gutter,
mm-hmm.
and then the ladder can't...
Slide sideways.
Because they are...
It deploys easily because a lot of times you have to...
I want to share it with you guys.
I'm
There's
sure.
To do with
I'm sure this
at
is
all.
Related.
Totally
and
not.
By related, I mean
not
has
not,
not
related.
You know how we all go to those like product. They take you to whatever their headquarters or somewhere, and everybody
the press junket.
And then the product manager is like, oh, I made this out of this material because of these things. You know, it would be really fun.
As if you did those.
No.
You're the presenter.
No. They gathered a bunch of people that go to those things. Can you imagine you and Mark in the same room? They load it with products from all different kinds of companies, and they're like play, like make stuff. With like there's lumber, there's all kinds of stuff, and then you have all of these items, and you just make stuff, and then they can see how you would actually use them and how awesome they are.
Sounds like fun.
Sign me
up.
I want to do that for like, you know, a weekend. Like that would be awesome. Instead of having to like listen to the origin of like the idea of the thing.
What
like,
I find
play.
Even more... tiresome at those things when they spend like a half an hour telling you how they came up with the color. It's like
or
that's
the packaging.
The very interesting, but you know what? It's you know one shade of red or another is not that relevant to me.
Yes.
And I like it when people in the audience are so like in the press community know the model numbers of everything, and like how is this different
from
the
1280-62?
And I'm like, whoa! how do
normally
you know that?
When I've either put my head inside the vat of coffee or I have it underneath and I'm just draining it into my system to stay
but
away.
But for people...
We've got
like,
one more,
no,
I
but
think,
for,
here.
No,
We've
for
got,
the thing is that if you really do DIY, if you really do build stuff and you are a media person, like the part of it you're not reporting on it so much as like thinking, oh my gosh, that would change my life in so many ways and I could do this, that and this other thing that the product people who created that product
have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the barometer that I personally use to evaluate products for my audience is like, would I use this? Is it gonna serve a purpose or is this just something that someone's trying to sell me?
Yes.
And
right.
And if
does this solution have a problem related to it?
And I think that the good building products writers, they use the stuff, so you know if something is BS or if it's legit.
Yeah.
No, we agree. We read your stuff. Well, I mean, I read it once, but I mean before.
We tell everyone we read it. We do. We tell everyone we do.
You
it's
guys
so
are great
true.
Supporters.
Yeah,
I appreciate
we are.
It.
Yeah, we don't read it, but we tell people that we read it
constantly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We have everything you've ever written. It's right by our toilet. Like, it's right there. You know, it's at the ready.
That's...
And we don't
where
even
a lot
use
of people actually read magazines.
Either.
Research indicates that that's where a lot of folks read magazines.
Yeah.
Got to read them someplace.
Yeah. And okay. That's the only privacy you have, right?
Yeah.
So the
no,
other
you
one,
don't.
One more.
Patrick,
in the minute,
you don't have privacy
in the
minute
or
you guys have little kids.
Yeah,
no,
Patrick,
I know what you
Patrick's
mean. Yeah.
Got the little the person. You're doing something, Dad!
So I have. He's 9 now, so he's gotten through that stage, but, you know.
But you've been through that.
Oh, totally. I know exactly what it's all about.
Yeah. So this is a work...
Okay,
what
so this is Triton's Work Center, and this is a four-legged table. And what's cool about this thing is it's got inserts in the center of it. The one that comes with has a bunch of 3/4-inch holes drilled in there, and they fit things like Craig clamps and other stuff people who are in the building industry might be familiar with.
The horizontal portion of the tabletop.
The tabletop has an insert in it that you can put different accessories in to use it. It
right.
For clamps, to hold stuff. But what's cool is you can take that insert out and you can drop in a table saw, for example. You can put in your router table in the same insert. And you guys have probably heard of this other company, Festool, and the stuff is gorgeous, but it is really expensive. So this stuff is similar, but half as much money. So this table starts out at $450 in round numbers. The table saw is another $400. The router table is $230. So these things are, you know, half as much as that other company that's German.
Now this saw,
but it's this. It's not your table. I can see it in the picture for people listening. It's their table saw goes in their thing.
And so the top ends up being flush with the table saw insert, and it uses the built-in fence on the table for ripping. And the saw itself has a miter gauge for cross cuts.
So you literally...
Yeah, you pull these things in and out, drop them in, and...
And there's outfeed. Is that outfeed?
Yes,
is that what
outfeed
that is?
Supports, exactly.
All right.
Well, what about storage, though?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Putting it right through the same test.
The mommy test. Okay, so now you have all these pieces in parts. How do you store it? Can it hang on the wall? Like, what do you do with all
of
these?
So the legs fold up, so, it's the table itself gets pretty compact. I think the greater difficulty would be storing the table saw module, which doesn't have feet, for example.
Yeah, it's like round.
Yeah. So you're going to have to figure out a way to hang that up. Although it does have holes drilled in it so you can pull it out of the table, which I think you could easily slip over a couple nails to hang it up.
Okay, gotcha.
Or some bolts sticking further out of the wall or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have all this. You could crank the blade down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. I think that they should just get a bunch of people in a room, lots of products, and like people who actually use this stuff who can communicate about it and like play.
I'm open. So
I swear.
If you guys have
I'm
going
to start telling everybody that
we're
we talked to. Because that would be super fun.
It
instead
would be.
Of like the planned project or like going to see a ball game. Cause
right. That's not very helpful to our business.
No, not so,
so
much.
If you're a pro builder, you DIY like a boss, you want that kind of information. Patrick's the guy who can give it to you inside the pages of Fine Home Building Magazine.
Which we actually do read.
Which we actually do read.
Yeah.
Which is
we were just joking.
Pretty kind of awesome magazine. We respect the hell out of you. And get
we
it.
Do.
Read it. Subscribe to it. Patrick's in there.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been fun.
Thanks,
you rock, Patrick.
Yeah, you guys rock, too. Thank you.
Aww. And this is the end of my Fix It Up Life. I'm glad that you joined us. And I want you guys to actually go check out Hyde because they're celebrating 140 years this year, which is pretty amazing. And if you don't have a multi-tool in your pouch or in your drawer, you have to have one. It'll change your lives. So, you know what? Check us out online, myfixitoplife.com. Follow us on Twitter. Ask us questions. Send us notes. We'd love to see your projects. Get inspired by you. Follow us on Facebook because my husband Mark posts the craziest and weirdest things there and inspiration projects. You know what? My husband is now like texting with his friend. So I gotta go. We're in Vegas, baby. Gotta get out of here. Join us next week for more of my Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. My fix it up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple lower you, but what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee, and I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.